So, welcome to Supertest 191, where we're talking about, shooters, really. Best shooters now, and how we're just thinking about how they've changed, really, and stuff like that. We might sound a little bit hoarse and slow in speaking and thinking of words and stuff. I was just going to say
that was the best introduction to a Supertest ever.
Yes. Is it really? Nails down the of this Supertest.
Okay. It was, in my defence, it was the future Christmas party literally last night, and we've all rolled in. Well, me and Log rolled in.
The I was here at 6 in the morning working, actually.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely fine because I don't drink much.
Right, well, shall we introduce everybody then?
Whereas I wet the bed last night.
You didn't wet the bed. We just think...
Wet the bed.
We think he might have wet the bed.
All the evidence is the fact that I wet the bed. There was a wet bed. The only thing that I don't understand is that it was the back of my trousers that were wet, not the front. But other than that, yes, I wet the bed.
Just to add a little bit more colour to this delightful tale, was about that it wasn't yellow, and it didn't smell like piss either, did it?
No.
All right,
Columbo. This is a conversation. Me and Log were in the same hotel room.
One more night. Thing, Mr. Bly.
There was a horseshoe by the window. So,
but you went off, Log went off, I missed the bus because I was hungover. But then after, I was left alone in the hotel room, but then I kind of staged it to make it look like it was water. I
did an empty plastic bottle. Yes,
I did. That's exactly what I did. Just so they wouldn't be cross. But anyway.
Somebody spilled a bottle of piss on this bed.
Those dirty bastards. Bringing bottles, flasks of piss.
Yeah, those are. You're right.
Anyway, I hear shooters are interesting.
Yeah, they're also good. So, what is every. I've got to think of a good
Crisis.
Way to do it. Who thinks that, out of all the games that have come out this year, all the shooters, which are the ones really take it somewhere different, are evolving it, and which ones are just generic bad man shooters?
I think Crisis is certainly doing a nice spin on it, but I actually thought Call of Duty 4 was a return to roots as far as shooty bad man went, but in a very good way. It was cinematic, it was exactly what you want from it. From that type of thing.
Sorry, you booked it. Alright, that's cool. No worries, chuck us out. Okay, right, we totally just got chucked out of that last room, as you probably heard. Yeah. So we've now found somewhere else in the future headquarters in which to discuss shooters. And maybe to touch upon the delicate factor of Log maybe pissing himself. So you were talking about Crisis, weren't you? And then Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Ed, would you say, because I've had arguments with people on the internet who say that the suit in Crisis is little more than a gimmick. What is your opinion on that?
I think that's totally untrue, bunkum and rubbish.
I think it's...
Trash.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, I just think that it's... I think it's a...
It changes how you play the game.
It changes how you play the game entirely. I think it's brilliant fun. The better you get at the game, the more adept you become at using it.
The whole point of that is that you learn enough. You don't even use your weapons as much, I find.
Yeah.
Because it's not... At times, it's not even like an FPS. It's like a stealth game.
Yeah.
Or it's about escaping, because I find myself when you get really good at it, when you do, you can speed into people, go into strength, punch them, then run away... Hide in the corner, cloak. You can do all this mad stuff that you wouldn't really think about doing in another thing. It's not like a total conversion or something. It's actually a really nice individual way of a game working.
I've been playing it quite a bit, and I seem to be using my cloak a lot.
Mm.
I should have called it Crisis Cloak Enabled, because that's basically what my suit keeps saying.
That means you're a big pansy.
Well,
because
yeah,
I mostly use strength.
The cloak more.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I like punching people.
The thing is, I think strength is also the most useless of the abilities, so in a sense that you do get killed more often when you're using strength.
Not if you combine it with speed.
Well, maybe not, but
you
then...
You combine the suit's powers.
You go maximum speed, and you run in, and you jump over them, and you're like, oh no! And then you're like, maximum strength, and punch.
They come say, oh no.
They go, oh no, it's just jumping over me, quick, run.
Sounds like a breathless 7-year-old telling a story of what he did on his summer holidays.
Maybe it was.
The, The thing is, though, you are playing it through. I was outraged when you said that you were playing it through on cheat, and so
yeah, because I like fun.
Well, I think we all like fun, Ed, but I think some of us are a little bit more restrained in our fun.
All right, Mister, I was in the room and tried to undress Log.
I didn't try and undress Log.
You succeeded.
Hang on, what you're doing there is deflecting away the end information. Before, without an efficient preamble, I was supposed to realise at some stage that I woke up naked. Mm. And Will, having said that he wrapped me up in a duvet like a sausage, this is terrible. You've ruined that story.
Well said.
So for just the benefit of the listeners, I did not actually undress Log. Right. So anyway. So that's trying to. I mean, I don't think the suit could be. It's not actually something that's going to change the way shooters are made forever or anything like that. Because it is, in a way, it is a gimmick, and it's just something that's been built into a game that works very well in it. But I think the game that's done the shooter that's like moved things on the best this year is Stalker, without a shadow of a doubt. Because even though it didn't actually do what it set out to do, it was not a completely free-roaming world with all these natural systems and dogs that smell the air and whatever. It's still bloody scary and really well done. And, like, certainly, like, a real achievement, especially when you consider something like Far Cry 2, which is, you know, pretty lofty ambitions. They're not even bothering to put predators and stuff like that in. Then they've got all these bloody big pigs killing you and then dragging you off back dragging your body into a big pile. That's amazing. But, I don't know. Does anyone else... Who else has played this Playstalker as much as you?
I've only played it a bit. I could never really get into it. I don't know why.
Why not? Well,
It just terrifies me, the scope of it. I'd much rather games like COD 4, where I'm funneled down a street, and I know who to kill, and who's the bad man, because he's generally...
Yeah, got a moustache.
I was born the day before Chernobyl.
Yeah, as you always put yourself in pain.
That's why I have two dicks.
Are you implying that you were the cause of Chernobyl?
Not implying anything.
Right.
But the thing is, well, I suppose that if you think about
that
it,
sort of
thing. If you think about it though, like the with I suppose you can compare the COD 4 and that store quite well, because obviously it actually uses exactly the same. Location.
I think I'll tell you why I didn't play Stalker. I remember now, because I installed it on the Windows Vista, and before Stalker was patched, it was really, really hard to make work properly. Mm. And my save games didn't work. I played the first hour of it about 3 or 4 times, and on each occasion it would crash and my save games would be destroyed. That I just cannot be arsed playing the first hour again. So I'm never, ever going to experience the rest of the game.
That's sad.
It is sad.
That's very sad. But you have to admit, it still does. But you can say, but it still is moving the shooter genre on.
Yeah, I think
to something, you know, something newer and interesting.
Well, everyone's going free roaming these days, which is a great thing actually. Yeah. Because I hate being told go down this hall, turn right, turn left. But at the same time, I worry that some game, everyone's going to do it, and it's going to get so free roaming that the content will be spread out too much. Mm. Which is why I'm happy that someone as adept as Ubisoft would try and Far Cry 2, because it means that it won't be rubbish, like I'm sure many free-roaming games will become in the future when everyone copies them.
Mm. Well, if you think about COD 4, which essentially on-rails linear in that, but at the same time, it's very clever in lots of different cases, because it doesn't actually feel that linear. Like, you know, like when the guy's telling you to do... On the ghillie suit mission, and the guy is saying, "Take him out on my mark 1-2." And you don't have to shoot him. You can choose your moments, and if you want, you can just ignore him and kill and just shoot people. But then obviously, loads of dogs like that come out and get you. And then, it doesn't actually feel like
unless
like Half-Life or something.
Physically, the map. If you try to wander away somewhere, and there's lots of radioactive zones where you die if you wander too far out, which is such a blatant way of keeping you.
Yeah.
Going down a certain path of that map, that really pissed me off.
That is true. Mm. But that means that's something Stalker does as well. I mean, what would you rather just have? You know, what's the answer? Walls. Just giant walls.
Yes, a big,
fairly invisible wall.
Invisible fence.
Well, that's I mean, I think it's just something that's going to be like keep on coming up. I mean, there's nothing more annoying in a shooter at all than the doors that you can like. That not so much doesn't happen so much these days, but doors you can go up to and kind of wobble the handle off. Then you just go. Then the guy goes, "It's locked."
Quite four.
A room with eight doors. Yeah. Why put eight doors if seven of them are never going to be used?
The same with black site as well. Sometimes you'd see, this corridor has two doors at the end of it, and one of them has a little red light on it, one has a little green light on it. Yeah. One's locked and one's open.
Or because it's so subversive, such a subversive and clever game, maybe that sometimes red means go through.
And
because it's subversive.
Yeah,
it's
communism is freedom, and red equals go. Yeah,
it's a deep game.
And talking of bollocks games that force you to not go through certain doors, it'll inevitably come out. Halo 3 is the worst game, worse than Quake 3, Quake 4 even. It is the most on-rails thing, and sorry, I've heard a lot of people going about how great Halo 3 is at the moment. I put my foot down and say, no it isn't! Shut up, consoles.
Yep.
Console bashing, right here, right now. Yeah.
That's it, that's why we're here, that's what we do.
Oh, that's an example of an FPS not breaking boundaries in any way. Yeah, that's following the same thing that FPS have been doing since Doom.
The action bubble thing in Crysis, I know we're just talking about the same things, but that, I mean, I think that is pretty, it's pretty special stuff. I know the AI occasionally does something a bit silly.
Well, what game has done the Far Cry thing?
Not many.
AI really leads on to another FPS that I've only recently touched, Fear. I thought, well, Fear had that kind of problem of corridors, one-trick pony style thing. The AI in that game scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, they do brilliant stuff.
You shoot them and they don't go, "Oh, right then, yeah, take those bullets, thanks mate, I'm dead."
Yeah.
They actually duck out the way, push a table. That kind of thing is just a bit like, first time that happened, I was actually taken aback, and that game's years old.
Yeah.
Still got really good AI, and that's because all the levels it is heavily, heavily scripted, so that every item, the AI knows how to throw every single thing down to the ground and hide behind it, knows where the best place is to take cover.
Which I like.
And yeah, I think it's good when a game is scripted that well so that you don't actually notice that they're not doing all this automatically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you have, I've pitched about it before, Perseus Mandate, where they made these really bland levels, and just, I don't think the AI code was in there for them to be able to use the environment properly, which is why it's a fucking rubbish game.
Yeah.
It is.
That was
awful.
I don't understand how that, I mean, that got some reviews that actually said it's alright.
Didn't get 77 in Gamer?
But yeah, but we shouldn't really directly say that was wrong.
He missed the letter in there, and he said, "A Gamer." We know.
Yeah, so it was Kieran Gillen who came in 77, which, I strongly disagree with that. I don't think he played it.
At all.
Well, no.
editor looks at you sternly. He did play it. Oh, he's just wrong. But like...
nicely said.
Yeah, so like, how about Bioshock? Did that take the shootery to new and exciting places?
Exciting, yes.
Bioshock, I think, is in... Not a league of its own. It's in its own little kind of other kind of subgenre thing. It's more of an adventure thing rather than a shooter. I wouldn't put it in the same category as Crysis.
Yeah, if you stripped it down to its main elements, it would be terrible.
There's a lot of shooting in it though.
But the shooting's not that good, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I quite like the shooting. I thought it was solid.
Yeah, actually, I do like using the different powers and.
Combining the powers.
I felt that was a bit like the whole sort of, oh, you can use the environment. I think there were two points when I did that, one of which the game was like, do this, electrocute the water, great, well done, pat on the back. And the other time there just happened to be a time when I could set someone on fire with some gasoline.
Yeah, there's oil on the ground.
Yeah, you know exactly the bit, and that was kind of the failing there. But it was fun, it was good fun.
Good game.
But as an FPS, yeah.
I think it was good in every other aspect.
Yeah.
Aspects that you don't usually kind of consider when you're playing a game. Just stuff like the storytelling and the narrative and the other stuff. Well, we've mentioned Bioshock a million times before, so everyone knows why it's great. I don't think it's not a classic because of its shooter elements. It's everything else about it.
So, like, going back to Fear as well, actually, I think something else that did that was interesting and did push the boundaries a bit, but then wasn't brilliantly implemented with this hand set. It did have a few little hand-to-hand moves and stuff like that you could use for pretty fun.
But I think
that's something that in that Riddick game as well did that really well. I think that's something that they should start. I think that's something that'll start getting better. I mean, I suppose Crysis does it a little bit, so you can do the grabbing and the throwing or whatever. But actually, you know, the body awareness thing, that's what's going to be really big in that. What's the game that Rihanna's writing for DICE?
Pause.
No, you know, Mirror's Edge. Mirror's Edge is going to be all about that. It's all going to be like looking down and seeing your body. And
that's something else I like about Crysis as well, is when you pick things up, your arm comes out and grabs it.
Yeah.
I thought that's a really nice touch because it does make you feel like it immerses
one big beef I have with it is that you're kind of limited in what you can pick up really bizarrely. Like, you can pick up a box, you can pick up a chicken. Can you pick up this particular thing? Nah. Can you pick up a Jeep? No, that's all I want to do. I want to feel like Godzilla and pick up a Jeep.
How?
Maximum strength, that's how.
Yeah, I know how, but like, but what would it look like?
You pick it up with your hands above your head and you throw it.
Have you never seen Spider-Man?
Or Superman,
picked up a Jeep on maximum strength, then want to try to run with it on maximum speed, then realise that you're maximum strength and crushed you.
That would be wicked.
Like a wily coyote running off the end of a cliff.
Can you imagine that? I'm going to get you now, I'm going to get you. You're really taunting over, you're going to choke to it. And then all of a sudden, you just wears off and it just crushes
you. That would be wicked. I don't see what the problem is here. Or maybe maximum strength, you punch deep and it flies away.
Well, you can mess about the gravity in the console, apparently.
Oh, great. So, like, I was going to
say we should try that out on the checker.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Yeah. So what? Any other shooters that have come out like recently, or you know, have never been taught to really, really push the boundaries of what the concept of a shooting is?
Doom.
No, I think we've named them all.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the things that like have. If you think about it, there are some things that have kind of disappeared, like the whole like, oh, go and get a red key card, go and get a yellow key card or whatever, although that is a bit in Bioshock, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
Bioshock's a lot.
Yeah, but overall, things are kind of moving away from that kind of stuff.
I think they're being more refined, like Team Fortress 2 and Unreal Tournament 3. Is
UT3 more refined, or is it just a copy and paste? You know, it's a great copy and paste, don't get me wrong. But
I think maybe refines the wrong word. It is a copy.
Honed.
With lots of new features added.
Yeah.
So it's not being refined. If anything, it's being
added.
Exploded into.
Fatted.
Millions of other things.
Yeah. It's not as much as true. I just really hope that Deus Ex 3, like, does something. I don't want them just to copy. As much as I want them to do it in a new Deus Ex game, but I don't want them to just copy the format of Deus Ex 1. I would like them to do something new with it. Do you know what I mean? Because I think there are so many like interesting things like happening with the shooters. I mean, I think they're changing more now than ever before.
It's like when I see a new shooter being announced, I need some kind of hook.
Yeah.
It's like when Tiberium, the new CNC shooter, I was looking at it, it's like, what's the hook? Why should I be interested in this? To me, it looks like another squad shooter set in the future with CNC units.
Yeah,
it's not enough to get me to say, wow, I really want to play this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does take something like, oh, it's free roaming, oh, it's like it's non-linear, oh, it's got this amazing storyline and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know what I wanted to see another one of? Hexen. I like the Hexen and Heretic games.
I think we could do with more first-person fantasy games, to be honest with you. So I mean, Dark Messiah. I mean, well, not the best thing ever, but. Still bloody good. It's still good, really good fun. I really enjoyed it.
And it takes. I mean, Painkiller is really the closest we've got, and it really wasn't. And with Painkiller Overdose being the equivalent of a kick in the dick, I personally think we'd need something like Hexen 2. We can get them on Steam, but I want the new one.
Wait for Serious Sam. When's the next Serious Sam?
How big was Serious Sam at one point? It was massive, but then I think all of a sudden, these days, everyone's just a lot more. People don't want to play mindless shooters as much. And if they are mindless, they have to be quite good at being mindless, like Time Shift.
Mm.
And it's just like, I mean, I can't be asked with games like that these days.
They always look very nice, though, don't they?
Oh yeah, true enough. But you know what I mean. It's like that. There has, like you say, all these days you do feel there has to be a hook. There has to be something other than a good representation of shooting an alien or whatever.
Mm. Well, that was the thing about Serious Sam, and they said that it was that thing was great because anyone could play it because it was mindless, and essentially it would run on like a toaster with a monitor and still look really nice. So that's what it needs to be. It needs to be really sort of honed, refined, top quality, mindless rubbish, a bit like UT3, but not rubbish in the rubbish sense, but all in the sort of simplistic sense. And I'm done ranting.
Do you know what? We haven't actually talked about Half-Life yet, which is, to be honest with you, quite remarkable.
What's the point? Everyone owns it.
Well, I know, but like, is EP2 doing amazing new things? Steve, what's your opinion?
Well, I think part of the gist of my review is that it's very much just a continuation of what everyone likes about Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Which is, it's no bad thing, but it's not revolutionary. It's not pushing the envelope, as it were.
I think that's the thing. I think if Half-Life 3 was announced tomorrow, then obviously we get the exclusive. But if it was, then what would they have to say? When they said it, they'd have to have a really big hook to show. You know, it's like. But even then, that's not really a good enough hook, because like when Half-Life 2 was announced, and all the screens went up, the big things were the visit.
From the previews, it gave the impression that the whole thing was going to be set in massive forest with no particular goals. Was almost like what it was set on. I got the impression that it was going to be more
for episode
open. Oh, actually, two I'm talking about now.
Oh, I was talking about Half-Life 2. I'm talking about just Half-Life 2 in general.
I remember the very first Half-Life 2 video I saw was running into that building and then pushing the table up against the door when the cop tried to get in. You couldn't actually do that in the game.
You couldn't do that.
Which is disappointing.
But it's still, you know, but the physics were the really big thing, weren't they?
Yeah.
And like, but you'd need another quantum leap. With Half-Life 3, they'll need another like quantum leap
kind of thing. It would need to be something above, because another thing was the whole cinematic thing, which I still don't think has been quite beaten on the PC. The whole cinematic eyes, face, and motion type thing. Yeah. And that engine is damn versatile. Yeah. More versatile than any other engine I've seen out at the moment. And that they need to take that to a whole other level, like skin getting paired or something, or like.
I don't want that.
What I was saying.
I don't want to inflict skin torn. That's horrid.
Well, you'd have to have running bodies to the extent that like people could get injured and the injuries don't magically go away, and that everything is sort of ready. Yeah. It would need to be Half-Life 2. But so much more, just like Half-Life 1 and Half... It would have to be a jump.
It'd be more like proper surviving rather than the quick save and dying.
Which is kind of what I want from another Half-Life game. I like the whole thing in Half-Life 1 that you were like a rogue MIT scientist trying to save yourself from dying.
Yeah.
Half-Life 2, you are just some sort of badass. You are
a superhero,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I think Half-Life 3, what they're going to do is they're going to break out of the tradition of linear levels and what these free roaming games are doing, which it's still, you know, that there is a map, a limited map, and there's lots of events to trigger around the map. I imagine if the FPS genre wants to revolutionize itself, then they need to create a proper free roaming do anything world.
How would you do that though?
But that's also not with Valve. You can't really imagine them doing that, can you?
I mean, I was pretty amazed with some of the stuff that Half-Life 2 did.
Mm. I suppose they are doing, approaching that with, you know, they have done something like a bit like that with Episode 2.
If you look at Half-Life 2, just the engine, the Source engine has done more as an FPS engine, as an anything engine, than I'd argue any other FPS has done before. Just the amount of things that you did, look at Garry's Mod.
Yeah.
Garry's Mod demonstrates that the Source engine can do so much. If they build upon that and do Source 2, and then make the free roaming world out of that, you could imagine that something totally mad could happen. like we've
I'm just thinking, my God, we've hit new realms of speculation.
Half-Life 3 in Source
Engine 2, you heard it here first, kids.
It's got to be like Shenmue.
Yeah.
Shenmue in my head.
Let's get sweaty.
Alright. Cool, I think, alright, should we wrap this up, because Nick Log's about to faint.
I am not well.
Are there any, I was sick on the bus. You were sick on the bus.
Well, tell us about the toilet. What was the special entry requirement for the toilet on the bus?
The toilet on the bus was locked, and there was a panel which said "smash for key." It's the most.
Are you sure the key wasn't
unwelcoming toilet?
Are you sure the key wasn't for the emergency exit door you were next to, or something like that?
No, I don't think it was.
You were very drunk and on the verge of throwing up, so...
Why would you have to smash something for a key?
Because it's made to feel like...
Is this very important?
If someone has locked the toilet... don't want you having a poo on the on the bus.
But you say you have to smash something?
Do you want it enough to smash some glass?
You should have gone up and asked the driver, excuse me, would you rather me smash the glass or would you rather me be sick on the aisle? Up to you.
I imagine it would have been cool if you'd just gone, psh, like, be sick in there, like, with the alarm going off. I need this!
He thought this was like being sick into the little compartment behind the glass.
Oh,
I am now!
Those tiny little ashtrays that fold out.
Anyway, right. Let me close this now.
Alright.
It's getting nonsensical and far from the purpose.
You're getting nonsensical.
A far cry.
No worries. Right, anyway, so thanks everybody. If you want to. Talk about what we've been talking about, and we'll stick something in the forum, and maybe you could mock up some drawing of Log being sick, maybe, and we'll go out prizes.
Maybe share your stories of where you've been sick recently.
Yes. Yes. Or if you wet the bed.
Share.
I still don't think you wet the bed.
No, I think you're very kind.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.